You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to solving 21st century problems, problems such as food insecurity in developing countries, everything old is new again. That's the message of Tillers International. It's based in Scotts in Kalamazoo County. This nonprofit takes 18th century agricultural technology, including hardworking oxen, and then it works with engineers in the Amish to redesign the technology, plows, and tools for African farmers. Jonathan Klein is executive director of Tillers International. I spoke with him earlier today via Skype and asked him why this 18th century technology is so valuable.
Well, the easiest answer is that it still works, and it works really, really well, and there's very little that can go wrong on a lot of these parts. So as far as the sustainability, it works really, really well in these villages where the disposable income isn't there to go out and spend $1,000 on parts when something breaks. And then with the oxen as well, it's much more readily available to find a team of young cattle that can be trained as oxen rather than relying on imports.
What are some of the projects that Tillers International has done?
Currently, we're working in Madagascar, Mozambique, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burkina Faso. And most of that work is centered around using a draft animal power to pull a ground-driven agricultural equipment like we would have used here, as you said earlier, back in the 18th, 19th century. So a lot of that work is looking at plows and equipment that they have on the ground there, looking at what suggestions we may be able to make to make that equipment work a little bit more efficiently, and then working with local artisans there to construct all this equipment in-country rather than importing things that may work fine for a month or two only to break and then start rusting out in the field because the parts can't be found. We work with local blacksmiths, woodworkers, and various metal workers to construct all of these tools in country. One that we've been working on a lot recently has been a planter so that people don't have to go and hand plant the fields. And then essentially we'll go over and we'll work with some farmers and they'll tell us what they like about it and what they hate about it. And then we go back to the drawing board and try to break it to make sure that we've kind of looked at everything that could go wrong with it and sit down with some local artisans to make sure that they know how to kind of troubleshoot these issues.
And Jonathan, are these largely Amish tools and equipment you're working with, or how are the Amish involved with this?
A lot of these tools that we work with in the fields, we also have a large a farm where we do a lot of our test work. And a lot of the tools that we're working with in our field are from Amish equipment manufacturers. But a lot of the stuff that we're looking at in our museum that we're drawing our design inspirations from are just they're old 18th century tools that we kind of go from that base. And in collaborating with some of our Amish partners, looking at what we could do that could be easily replicated in Africa.
Give us a sense of the kind of improvement, the level of improvement you've been able to see.
Yeah, so we've seen where, you know, what would take somebody 2 or 3 days to plant by hand, that they're able to knock that out now in an afternoon, which is quite nice for people that are having to hunch over and plant by hand every day. One of the big outputs that we're focusing on right now in Burkina Faso, which isn't directly tied towards crop production output, but is looking at our gender components. And a lot of the agricultural work in Africa is done by women and specifically young girls of school age. So what we've been seeing is when we introduce some of these tools into these communities that make it so that they don't need 10 people to plant by hand, that the communities are less likely to pull the young girls out of school, so that it's helping to keep a lot of these girls in the school system rather than being pulled out for manual labor.
Big ripple effects one might not think of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What has this work meant for you personally, Jonathan?
For me personally, I grew up in Africa. I first moved there when I was 5 years old and probably about half my life overseas. So I think for me personally, it's just being able to connect with with people who are, I mean, they're mothers and fathers just like all of us, and they're just looking for, you know, at the end of the day, a way to feed their kids or to generate some income so that you can pay for a new roof or a new car or different things like this. And for me, I just like being a part of that. It's been such a big part of my life, and just to be able to connect with these communities and come alongside them.
We ought to let everybody know that the animal-powered farming world is having its equivalent to the North American International Auto Show, you might say, with the latest traditional technology on display, Horse Progress Days. And this year, it's being held in Michigan this Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th, in Clare. What will people see at Horse Progress Days?
There'll be lots of equipment demonstrations with agriculture, gardening. There'll be logging demonstrations. There's a pretty fun equipment fair where they have different teams of draft horses that'll pull new models that different groups have been working on. We'll be there with a booth, as well as walking in the equipment parade with a young team of oxen that were born on our farm that our farmer in residence, Ivy's been training for the past 2 years. And Frank and Sparrow, who are those oxen, they'll be there pulling the planter that we've been working with Michigan State and Pioneer Equipment to introduce to our communities in Burkina Faso that we're currently working with.
So who comes in from where to Horse Progress Days?
It is a fairly large mix of Amish people, and that's one of the reasons that they rotate its location every year, because to travel the long distance isn't always realistic for the Amish community. So last year it was in Pennsylvania, the year before it was in Indiana, this year it's in Michigan. But then there's also a lot of people that are just into sustainable agriculture. They'll also have a lot of displays for alternative energy kind of stuff, alternative energy appliances, things like that. So you got a lot of people that are into kind of the back to the land or a farming kind of a movement that'll come to see, you know, what the newest in solar refrigeration looks like and things like that. So there's a pretty good mix of folks that are there. Just last week we had a group of, I don't know, they were like a couple people from New York State that were in their mid-20s that came down to buy a bunch of equipment from us. So it's not even just the Amish. There's a lot of small-scale farmers in the organic farming movement that are using horses and whatnot. So it's kind of an interesting time.
So it'll be the 29th and 30th in Clare, Horse Progress Days. In the meantime, the work continues at Tillers International. And we want to thank Executive Director Jonathan Klein for sharing your work with us. Jonathan, thank you so very much.
Thank you.